Slacker and Steve on demand.
I love it when stories like this come up. It makes our show easy. We want to talk about when you thought something was gone forever.
Oh, that's right.
Thought it was gone forever. This dog, this woman was actually evacuated from her home in Paradise, California because of the wildfires and stuff.
Yeah.
In the confusion of the evacuation, her dog got away.
Yeah, that sucks.
And you're like,
it's tough.
You had to be evacuated. Everything's on fire.
Right.
Your
can't
dog
breathe.
Is
it's
out,
just, yeah.
Either going to burn or wildlife is going to get it or it's just not going to, yeah. Andrea was finally able to return to her property, I believe weeks later, right?
Yeah, a couple weeks later.
And her dog came faithfully walking back up to her home.
Wow.
Is that not, I mean, you got to, okay, you're not impressed.
Well, no, I mean, yes.
The dog survived in the wild.
That is cool, yeah. And found its, I mean, well, it hung around the house. So
I would just like everyone to know that when you call with your thought it was gone forever stories, it's sort of imperceptible on the radio, but Steve's going to give you one of these huge eye rolls like he just gave me on this dog story.
No, it's a very touching story, and it's awesome they were reunited. But notice the dog, all it had to do was just hang around the house that it was familiar with anyway.
Who fed the dog?
Well, dogs are, you know, I know they're wild. They have the instincts. And it was like 2 weeks later, and it hung around the house. So it basically just waited for the homeowner to get home is all it really did. Yeah.
She still thought it was gone forever.
Yeah, that was her. That was on her. She didn't have faith in her own dog. You know, if you know your own dog, oh, that's going to be there when I get
Can
back.
Can I just say something, buddy?
Okay, yeah.
I don't think you're going to like this, but I'm going to say it.
What?
Let's substitute you for the dog.
I want to survive.
No, you wouldn't.
I want to eat.
We would find express genes with a rotting corpse inside them. We come back, he's like, all you had to do was stay by the house. It was only a couple of weeks. Like, you're making it seem like it's not a big deal that a dog without opposable thumbs stayed alive when you couldn't even last like 36 hours.
I'll give you that.
Like, is there a Mario's pizza? Crap! Where is everybody? Hello! Where's my dispensary?
How do I MapQuest my way out of here?
So I'm just saying.
No, I'll give you that. But most dogs have
glass
better
houses,
survival.
Stop throwing stones, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Be a right. little more impressed by the dog.
That dog rocks.
There it is.
It stayed home. It was smart. Just hang around the house. People will come about.
Stop demeaning it and making it. You stay
awesome.
By the house. Listen, there's other stories. You going to poo-poo them too?
No, I'll try not to. Yeah.
I'm reluctant to tell this one. Because it's got a wedding ring in it. And anytime we do, thought it was gone forever. And we even mention one wedding ring story.
Yeah.
It's all then we get 1,000 wedding rings.
Like,
oh my God, I lost my ring too. All right.
Good.
We'll take. Go ahead. Just don't be mad if T-Hack goes, yeah, no, we got 7 of those.
Exactly.
But we'll take it.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't need a knock call. It doesn't have to be about your dog.
Right.
It can be about your wedding ring. It can be about anything in the world that you thought was gone forever. A woman's wedding ring reappeared 9 years after being flushed down the toilet.
Wow.
She accidentally flushed it down down the toilet. Her husband had given her this diamond encrusted ring on their 20th anniversary.
Oh.
She was cleaning the bathroom. And flushed it.
Ouch.
Another guy, a decade later, was doing maintenance work near a manhole about 400 feet from her house and found a shiny object in the mud.
Get out.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
You think that was mud?
No, I think they use that word as nice, the nicest word they could find.
That's all I wanted in it.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, he found it in the mud. No, he didn't.
No, it's,
if she flushed it down the toilet,
it's
and
not,
now it's in the mud, it's not mud.
Yeah.
How much do you think that guy makes?
Wow. I'm not sure.
One of his coworkers remembered hearing about the woman's ring.
Dang.
From 10 years earlier.
Okay, that's crazy.
And they were able to return it to her.
Get out.
Here's my favorite part of the story. The woman says, after boiling the ring in peroxide and lemon juice more than once.
Yep.
She's now wearing the ring again.
That's crazy.
I mean, that was gone, right?
Yeah, forever.
So.
Nice.
Can I ask?
Yeah.
I'm a little more impressed on that one?
It was because I can't. That's
But you know what?
What's that?
All the ring had to do was hang around the house.
It
just stayed by the house until someone found it.
Yep.
I can use your logic on any of these stories.
No,
all it had to do. Montreal residents Shoshana and Dez thought their priceless photos of New York City were gone forever.
How come they're priceless? They're pictures of New York City. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
It was their trip. They were from Montreal. They didn't get
priceless to,
to
them, not like to like Sotheby's or an auction house.
Steve,
or
yes,
something.
Everything's got to have actual retail value for you to have a give a crap quotient.
Yes.
They're not priceless. Those aren't Ansel Adams.
They're not.
Even Ansel Adams. I had a poster on my...
Dude, priceless.
Yep. They were on a 2008 trip and they lost their digital camera memory card. So they put out an ad on Craigslist. Nothing turned up. The memory card arrived in the mail 3 years later.
What?
Somebody was working at some modern art, the Museum of Modern Art, found it. Posted the photos on ifoundyourcamera.net, and they were able to eventually figure out who these people were and send the card back to the people.
Were those priceless photos of New York City?
Yes. In fact, they've printed some of them and they're up for auction at Sotheby's. You jacked.
They wish. Question.
Yes.
If you found that little memory chip thing, would you... Yeah. Go to the hole.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
I would shove it in whatever device I have that uses the same thing, hit format, and when it would ask me several times, are you sure? I'd be like, yeah. I don't. What do you think? There's priceless photos on here?
Hey,
priceless is somebody, not me. This memory card's worth $60. Format, yes. Yes, I'm sure. That's what you do when you find a memory card. It's not rocket science.
Right.
Anywho, somebody else found their missing parrot. I'll give you the brief headline version.
Missing parrot.
A British man lost his parrot, got it back 4 years later, and the parrot speaks Spanish now. So I'd give you the rest of the details, but I think
need. That was good.
You need more details than that?
No, that was...
So rings, parrots, yes. Memory cards, whatever it is, you thought you lost it, and it came back. I thought it was gone forever. Oh, yeah, Carol. What was gone forever?
My cat.
Oh, boy. Steve won't be impressed, but what happened?
Okay,
I'm living in Boulder. I'm 10 years old. We're moving from the mobile home to a condo. Last load up. And she takes off. She gets scared. My mom says, she's gone. And we take off 5 miles away. We've never been there before. That cat found us 6 months later. Was so obsessed. I put her on a pillow. She oozed.
Wait, but she found you at your new place that she'd never been?
Yes.
She smelled the universe until she found the right house?
I don't know how. No, we lived in the condo. She found, I don't know if it was the car or what.
Wow.
But she found us.
And then she was just
all... She was at the bottom of the stairs. We were on the fourth floor. And I walked down and there's my cat. And I went and got the pillow, and I laid her on that, and my mom took her to the vet, and it was an ungodly amount, and she said, you have to take payments or you can put the cat down. And that cat lived, and it was just...
Wow.
Yeah, it loved you.
An explanation.
I don't know how the cat would...
Well, GPS, I mean, that's how we...
They don't have the cat Apple
right.
Maps. I remember them saying something about 28th Street.
This is before 1980.
Wow.
No, that is...
That's impressive.
That is crazy.
I think you finally found a way for a pet coming back to impress Steve. Thank you for the call.
That was good.
There's just no... It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
How the cat would have got there.
Right.
David?
Yay!
Yay! Hey. Thought it was gone forever.
So, hold on just a second. Okay. So, I got a bracelet from my mom for when I first got sober a few years ago, and it was a quote that said, son, always remember, you are smarter than you think, braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and loved more than you'll ever know. It was an awesome gift, blah, blah, blah.
That is.
And so about 5 years later, after that, I lost it somewhere, moved, and about 5 years later, I was going back into treatment, and as I was going back in packing, I found it. Unbelievable. Couldn't believe it. And I've been sober since.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You went back into treatment? Was that the treatment you've been going to the whole time or at a new place?
Or was it in your bag? Where was it?
So it was actually lodged inside of the vacuum. We have like this big, like, what's a, like a shop vac?
Yeah.
Inside vacuum. And so it'd been lost in there like this entire time. And my mom, she was like, before you go, you need to go and like clean the floors of the kitchen because she wanted me to do a few things. So I did, and that's literally when I found it.
Get out.
That's
your mom led you back to the lost.
She did.
Yeah, without.
And you needed that bracelet to get sober.
How often? They must not change the bag on
that. You know, you do gotta, change out those shop bags, people. Yes. They're not there forever. Robin.
Yay.
Thought it was gone forever.
My car got stolen. Okay. And inside of it was my gym bag full of everything you need, makeup, fry boots. Oh, and a baby bag with a baby blanket my mom made.
Oh.
It was sad.
Okay.
Thought it was gone forever. And then like a month later, this lady called and it was at a gas or a car wash on Evans and I-25.
The car was or your gym bag or all of it?
Just the gym bag and the baby blanket.
And were you ever on Evans at a car wash? Or what?
No, never. And I had business cards in my bag.
That's how they found you.
My phone number. Yeah.
Oh, so someone was at that.
Lady, I have two kids, so I couldn't go get it because it was like nighttime. And so this nice lady took it home and I got it the next day.
Whoa.
That's really cool.
Someone on Evans returned stolen.
I know, you wouldn't think. Okay. Those Evans people.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Robin. Steve's finding a way to make sure that we alienate zip code by zip code. Now we're doing it. 80222 coming for you next. That's my zip, by the way.
I was going to say that's yeah.
Wait, 80022.
80, you have two twos in yours.
I remember.
You
don't Brian.
Hi, yay.
Yay. Thought it was gone forever.
So I lost my Social Security card when I was 19 years old. When I was 35 years old, someone anonymously mailed it to me. Somehow found it and, just mailed it back. I was really shocked.
Yeah.
That's a weird thing to take the time to send back.
Social Security card.
Was it laminated?
No, it was not. It looked the same as it had. It had my same signature. It was kind of dog-eared. I couldn't believe it, though. I was like,
they had to track you down.
Yeah. It took them 20 years to do it.
Yeah, because they'd open a bunch of like credit cards and whatnot. They're
right.
Like, well, we've ran your credit score down in the low 200s, so I might as well send this back to you. Thank you, Brian. That's incredible. Tony.
Yay.
Thought it was gone forever.
So I grew up with a brother. My dad was very tight about his sister. He knew there were some possibly old marriages or old, other siblings. We knew nothing. When he passed away about 8 years ago, I took possession of photo albums, and one of them had this little girl in a lot of them. I'm like, I don't have a sister. So I used some dates and names I found on the back of the pictures and tracked down a long-lost sister I never knew about.
Get out.
Shut up. So you found a sister.
I found a sister I never knew about. So and it even gets, there's more levels than that. So I drove out to meet her. She lives in Oregon, and I brought the pictures that I used to find her. Come to find out that her and her mom's house burnt down when she was young and all their pictures and photo albums are toast.
Oh.
So I had the only pictures of her as a baby in existence.
Wow.
So her thought it was gone forever was you showing up with her baby picture. That is incredible.
Slacker and Steve.